fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Cattle industry in the early western United States, arguments over boundary and water rights sprang up between the ranchers. Feuds and range wars might have followed if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was he who brought about a better understanding between the ranchers, and it was his vision of the future that united their progress toward a common goal, the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! Are you waiting for us? Are you on Silver? Hooray!
Stopped to water their horses near a comfortable-looking ranch house. Light showed at several of the windows, but the masked man said...
We'll not stop here, Tonto. I want to push on to the next ranch and find out more about the new owner.
Bad story come about him.
Oh, there are usually bad stories about newcomers in this part of the country. It's hard for a man to win the confidence of the other ranchers. I'm hoping that the things we've heard about Kester are untrue.
Maybe we find them true.
We might.
Then what we do?
If the things they've said about Kester are true, we'll have to find some way to change the man. Someone's coming this way.
And them come plenty fast, too.
Let's get back in the shadows. Come on, Silver. We don't want to waste a lot of time answering questions about the man.
That's right.
Oh, 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 there. Boss! Hey, boss, open up. I got to speak to you.
Horton Chunk, what's the matter? What's gone wrong?
Where's the boss, Mrs. Gates?
Well, Barbara's fixing to turn in for the night. Is there something wrong about the cattle? I'll call him. Bye!
I'm coming, Maggie. Sam, speak up. What's wrong?
Boss, we drove the cattle as we planned, right through the valley, heading for the railroad.
Sure, but what's wrong? Well, Sam, you rid back here like old Nick was chasing you.
It's that owner of double-dealing coyote that's double-crossed you, boss.
Kester?
None else.
Oh, what's Kester done? We spoke to him when we was planning the cattle drive. He was right here in this room and we talked to him. You remember that, Bob?
Now, Maggie, let me talk to Sam. What's Kester done, Sam?
Nothing, excepting to fence off his land so we can't get the cattle through to the railroad. That's all he's done.
But he told us it'd be all right with him if we drove across his land. There ain't no other way we could get to the railroad with our stock. I spoke to him about it.
I know you did, boss.
Has he gone back on his word?
Oh, he says we can still run the cattle across his land if we want to. That's all right with him. So long as we pay for the privilege.
But he never said nothing about making us pay for the land. It was never mentioned.
Well, it's mentioned plenty now.
Where's the cattle?
Herded in corral near the line fence. The rest of the boys are there with it. They didn't want to start shooting till they got the word from you, boss. But if you say the word, we'll cut the wire and go through and open fire on anyone that tries to stop us.
Oh, that wouldn't gain nothing, Bart.
No, we'd lose men, and then there'd be a lot of cattle lost. And I reckon legally Kester would have us in the long run anyhow.
Who makes laws of that sort?
Well, let me think.
There ain't no justice in laws that make it so the man can't sell his livestock. There ain't nothing fair about it.
The laws are made up for the general run of folks, Maggie. But the right sort of people sort of works the laws out to suit conditions.
Well, what'll we do, boss?
Well, I gotta think her over some. There ain't no other way to get the cattle to the railroad that I know of.
If we'd known about this at the outset, we might have figured some way to take the cattle around the Kester land by going through the hills. Some duration, we can't do that now. It'd be too far, and the critters couldn't stand a trip of that sort.
We could do it, Sam. It'd take time if we let the cattle graze on the way and keep your weight up. We could fetch him back and go through the hill.
Yeah, but the railroad company won't wait that long. I savvy what Kester's up to, the ornery scheming critter.
What do you think, Sam?
Wants to sell his own stock. That's what he's wanting to do. And he can't do that till he gets the stock all rounded up and culled. He knows that if our stock goes through, the railroad cars will be loaded and they'll be moved. If we don't get our cattle on board the choo-choo, then it'll give Kester the chance to use them cars.
Well, that sounds like good reasoning.
And that's what he's up to. He knows you can't afford to pay for the right to cross his land. He knows you can't circle his land by going through the hills and load the cattle before he gets his own stock ready.
Oh, then he's got us.
He has. Listen, we pay his price and cross his land.
Well, what's his price?
A dollar a head.
A dollar?
It's robbery.
He knows you can't pay that kind of money, boss.
Has he started rounding up his own cattle?
Sure. He's got all the men he can hire working on it night and day.
If only I wasn't so old and stove in.
Oh, there's nothing more you could do about it, Bart.
I ain't no right to be trying to run a ranch. I ain't sat a saddle for 3 years, and I ain't even been out on my own land for 3 years. Don't know what's going on half the time.
Well, boss, you hinting that I ain't doing all that can be done?
Shucks, no, Sam.
If you can find a top hand that can handle things any better than me,
oh,
I'll be...
Oh, Sam, such a way to talk. But didn't mean nothing against you.
Well, I don't know what you'd do that I ain't done, boss. If you tell me what's to be done about Kester, I'll do it.
Well, what do you think we should do, Sam?
You want my advice?
I'm asking for it.
Well, all I can suggest is that you have the cattle fetched back in and grazed till later.
But if it ain't sold now, we'll stand to lose a plenty.
Well, you lose a plenty anyhow. Kester's inside his legal rights, and he knows it. Yeah, maybe if he sees that we ain't going to pay him what he wants, well, he'll make some sort of deal. He's got his boss. Ain't no two ways about that.
All right, Sam. Bring the cattle back here, then, if that's what you think is best.
Why ain't there laws to protect a man?
I'll get started back right away. We want to get the cattle moving as soon as we can. They're dropping lots of weight up near the land. The grazing ain't good there.
Hey, shut the door, Sam. My sakes, the house is chilly with it being open so long.
Right.
There's a story, Ma.
I still say it ain't right, Bart. It ain't justice.
Get up, boy. Come on, get up.
There he goes. I figured on the sale of that cattle to make up for the last 2 years.
It always seems to be the same. Just when we think we're going to catch up on everything, then something like this comes up. I don't know.
What's the matter, Sam?
Mask.
No shoot, stranger. We ain't...
Please don't be frightened. I have no intention of shooting.
Well, what you want here?
Just a few words with you, Bart. Your door was open while Sam was in here. I couldn't help hearing what was said.
Well?
How long have you had that man in your employ?
Sam? Why, for a couple of years. What about it?
He's in complete charge of the ranch?
Yes.
You don't attend to very many details yourself, do you?
Now, see here. What's the idea of all these your questions?
I'm simply trying to help you. Seems to me that there are things going on that you don't know about.
How's that?
Why did you have the cars for your cattle left on the other side of the Kester ranch?
Well, that's where they've always been left. Ain't no place else to have them put.
Railroads have got to have tracks to run on, stranger.
Yes, but...
But what?
I wonder.
You wonder what?
Now look here, Mr. Gates. Read this to me.
Read it yourself.
What is it?
That's a page of printing that was here on the table. Tell me what it says.
Well, I ain't got my glasses.
You read it, Mrs. Gates.
My eyes are... Well, they ain't...
Tell me the truth. Can you read?
Now, see here. There ain't no call for you to come busting in here and asking questions like you're doing. Dad read it all.
Answer me, Gates. It's important. Can you read and write, or can't you?
No, I can't. And I ain't ashamed of it, neither. I've done as much of my life as most men, and a doggone sight more and a lot that have had schooling.
That's what I wanted to know. How about you, Mrs. Gates?
Reckon ain't had no more schooling than Bart had.
And who has handled your business? Who writes your letters for you?
The foreman.
Sam?
Sure.
And when you get mail, he reads it to you?
Yeah. He sort of handles all the things like that. But I'm the one that makes all decisions.
Of course you are. Tell me one thing more, Bart. Did you have any letters from the railroad people?
Well, I reckon there's been one or two, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Sam read them to you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the letters?
Sam has always took them with him. Hang it all, Maggie. Why are we talking so with this masked stranger? You, mister, who are you? Why are you wearing a mask? What you doing here with all your questions?
I think I'm doing something that will surprise you.
Huh?
What do you mean, mister?
You'll hear from me again. I have a few things to take care of.
Here, Silver.
Hey, stranger, wait. It's my turn to ask questions.
Later. I want Silver! Away!
Joined Tonto, and the two men set out across the valley.
The answer's clear, Tonto. Sam has been double-crossing his employer all alone.
How that?
The railroad must have notified Gates the same as all other cattlemen were notified. That new tracks have been laid in this stretch of country.
Old fella not know that?
No. If he'd known it, he would have had his freight cars brought to the siding instead of beyond the Kester property.
Where we going now?
We're going to have a look at the tracks. I want to see them and learn more about their location and the sort of land that's near them.
And then what do we do?
We'll plan some means of beating Kester and Bart's crooked foreman Sam at their own game. Come on, Silver.
Dawn brought Sam to the line fence that marked the division between the Gates land and Kester's spread.
What's the answer, Sam?
Orders out of Turn Bay.
I bet the old man was pretty sore, wasn't he?
He didn't like the news none too well.
Suppose he finds out about the way he's been double-crossed.
What can he do about it?
Nothing, I guess. Except to fire us
and let him. We make more on this deal with Kester than we'd make in the next 6 months working for Gates.
How about the rest of the men?
I can handle him. They're hired to do the toll and keep their mouths shut. Now, get the stock ready for starting back. I'm going on and tell Kester what's happened so far. Yeah, open the wire and let me through.
So that's the way it worked out, eh, Sam?
He followed my advice, Kester. He's having the cattle brought back. He figures to hold it for a time.
What'll he do for grazing for that much livestock?
I don't know.
He'll have it starving on his hands, and I'll be able to buy it for whatever I want to pay.
That's the way it's sure to work out.
Meanwhile, I'll just make use of the cattle cars that my neighbor Bart Gates won't have no use for. You've done a good piece of work, Sam. I won't forget it.
Oh, the boys have stuck right along with me, Kester. They're counting on cashing in on the deal.
They will. They'll all cash in plenty.
I'll tell them that.
One thing more, Sam.
Yeah?
You sure Gates don't know about the new spur of tracks?
He don't know about it. If he did, he wouldn't have let me have the cars brought here the same as in other years.
Is he likely to hear about that spur?
Not for some time, he ain't. Maybe never. You see, he don't get around none, and I do all the hiring on the range.
Good enough. I guess everything is taken care of then. Another month, and we'll all be rich, and Bart Gates will be flat.
Can you fix it with the railroad?
Sure. I'll just tell him that Gates won't be able to use the cattle cars, but I'll take them over so as the old man won't have to pay for them. The railroad man will be willing.
You'll have to handle it careful. That railroad man is a friend of old Gates.
That makes it all the better. He'd be real glad to let me take the cars so Gates won't get stuck for the charges on them. Hey, Sam, who's that?
Where?
That's you!
It's me!
I'll tell you!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger rode away from Kester's ranch, he headed straight for the office of the railroad agent. A few hours later...
Gates hasn't a chance without help, Mr. Fields. Not only his foreman, but every one of his men is working for Kester.
Of all the ornery deals I ever heard of, that's the limit. So Sam has been betraying the old couple, huh?
Yes.
I wondered why Gates told us to put the cars for his cattle in the same place as usual. I wrote and reminded him he could have the cars run up on the spur, save a lot of driving.
The chances are he never even saw your letter.
Ornery polecats. By Juniper, I'd like to find a way to give Kester the short end of the stick.
I think it can be done.
How's that?
Kester's going to ask you to let him use the cars.
I'll tell him...
No, wait.
Huh?
You'll tell him just what I ask you to tell him.
I wish I could see behind that mask. You got a mighty convincing way about you, stranger.
Thanks, Mr. Field. Now, here's the way you'll handle this man, Kester.
The Lone Ranger covered a great deal of ground in the next few days. He first returned to Bart Gates and had a lengthy talk with the old man. Afterwards, he rode from the valley to a nearby town and found a man whom he could trust. Then one night, he went to the bunkhouse and...
Sam,
I want to speak to you.
Something, Maverick. You're the same one.
The rest of you stay where you are. It's your foreman I want to speak to.
Now, look here. Put down them shooting irons.
Come on.
Help me.
Stand the door, Tonto. Watch and make sure that no one else leaves the bunkhouse. I don't want my talk with Sam to be interrupted.
Tonto, watch him.
What do you want with me?
Just this. You've got until morning to get out of here and take all of your men with you.
Why, you...
I'm serious about that, Sam. Gates is wise to all that you've been going and doing. He has men from town coming here to take your places. They're coming with Dick Stebbins. I guess you know that Dick's been looking for a job for a long time. And he'll fight to get and hold this one.
You got nothing to do with it. Where's Gates? I ain't taking orders from you. What's more, you can't fire me till I'm paid off.
You've already had more pay than you're entitled to. I'll tell you just what's happening. And you can stay around here if you think it would be wise.
What's happening?
Tonight, the cars near the Kester Ranch are being moved.
And what about it?
They're not being moved east, though. They're being brought here, down the spur.
What?
To be loaded with Bart Gates' cattle.
But them cars, Kester... Well, that is...
Personally, I'd like to see you stay here.
But look here,
with
you...
With Kester and Gates, as well as Dick Stebbins against you, there'd be something to see.
Who are you, anyhow?
You've double-crossed a man who trusted you. If I were you, I'd leave, and you'd better take all of your men with you. They'll be safer. Same night, an engine backed into the long string of cattle cars near the Kester ranch. Kester watched the operation and congratulated himself.
Here we go. My cattle heading east for market. I'll never get over laughing the way we put it over at old Gates.
Hey, boy. The shoot-shoe don't seem heading right.
Does it?
Them cars is going to the spur. See them?
The spur?
Yeah, they're being shunted right down toward the Gates outfit.
Oh, Lord, they can't do that. All our livestock is loaded.
Yep, I know it is.
I've got to stop them.
Don't know how you can.
Where's the agent? I've got to see him.
Wait! Stop that train! Hold on there!
You wait! You want to talk?
Let go of me. Let me
up. You want to talk?
Who are you? What are you doing here?
You go to Gates Ranch.
Who says so?
Gates wants to talk. You go see him in the morning, huh? You find Chuchu there.
The cars rolled slowly on through the night. At daybreak, Bart Gates looked from his window.
There he is, Ma. The Lone Ranger's there and waiting. He's got the rig all hitched up and ready for me.
Bart, I do hope things work out as you planned.
As I planned? It ain't my doing, Ma. It's a Lone Ranger. Sakes alive, the way I've been double-crossed by them ornery hands we had here. But you wait. Things is going to be different.
Are you ready, Bart?
Ready is the word. What about the cattle cars?
They're on the spur at the edge of your land. They're waiting for you.
Well, there's Mr. Field. Hi there, Field.
Come on, Bart. This is going to be a day to see.
I'm a-coming. Bye, Ma.
That's for you, Bart.
And now let's get going. Field, you're going to see a mighty surprised man in a little while. Oh, will Kester be there?
He'll be there. You may be sure of that.
Thank you.
What are these cattle cars doing here?
These are cars we sent to this fur for the Gates livestock. Now, that's it. You see, all herded and ready for loading.
Well, cattle loaded.
If you want cars, we'll arrange it for you. Taking the time, though, a couple of weeks.
Now, look here. I'm not going to be bluffed out of my rights. You told me
I told you these cars were for Gates' stock. And if you wanted to take a chance on using them, that was up to you. Well, now we've got to order more cars for you because Gates is going to use them. That's simple enough, ain't it?
Glad to see you, Kester. Open the cars up, boys. We'll start loading.
Now, wait. Those cars aren't loaded.
Loaded? Well, they can't be loaded, can they, Mr. Field? Well,
I don't see how anyone would be foolish enough to load cars that was to be sent here. You ain't buying stock, are you, Gates?
Why, of course not.
I had my stock put on board with the understanding the train was to take it east.
I don't know where you get such notions.
You better get the critters unloaded, Kester, and do it pronto. Because if you don't, I'll have to file a claim against you for using railroad property for storage purposes.
This is a trick. Gates, you planted this way just to make it inconvenient for me. Where's your foreman? Where's Sam? I'll talk to him.
You'll have to go fast and far to catch him, Kester.
What? You? I've seen you before.
Yes, at your ranch. I saw you and Sam together there.
Where is Sam?
He's gone. His friends have left with him.
I found out, Kester, that I couldn't count on my hired hands, so I cleaned him out.
I guess Sam was afraid that these new hands would be given orders to tar and feather him.
I'd tar and feather him myself.
He might be aware of that, too. You see, if he hadn't bungled things, it would have been no trouble.
What?
He should have told Gates in the first place that this fur was available for him to use. If he'd done that, there would have been none of this.
Only thing I can see, Kester, is that you'll unload your stock.
I can't unload it myself.
No, I reckon you'll have to have help.
Well, I'll go get my men.
Well, it'll take some time. It'll set me back in doing my own loading.
Well, what's your suggestion?
I'll have my men move the livestock for you. Where'd you want it? Up on your own range where it come from?
Of course. Where do you think I want it?
Fair enough. We'll put it there for you, and we won't charge a dime for the handling of it. Now, you can't say that ain't fair and square, can you?
Well, no. After all, Gates, maybe you did have reason to work out a grudge.
Me?
I'm just a businessman, that's all.
Thunderation, Kester, I ain't got no grudge. I'm just a businessman myself. Shucks, you ain't done nothing.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Sure I do. Fact is, I'd likely have done the same as you if I'd thought of it. The cars was there, and you didn't figure I'd be using them. It was the most natural thing in the world for you to take them over.
Well, if you'll tell the men to take orders from me, I'll handle the unloading. I'll send your men back here as soon as the cattle is back on my land.
Fair enough. Now, how many head you got there?
5,000 head.
Well, sizable stock, ain't it?
It is.
Now, let me see. 5,000 head at $1 each comes to $5,000. That's right, ain't it?
What?
Yep, that's right. $5,000. Now, if you got the cash with you, I'll take it. If you ain't, I'll take it in livestock. We can figure out how many critters it takes to make that much cash, and you can turn them over to me.
For what? 5,000 up? What are you talking about?
Go on, Mr. Kester. You mean to say you figured on crossing my land for nothing?
Why, you...
A month ago, I'd have said, sure thing, and there'd be nothing to it. But you sure showed me what rights a man in this part of the country has. It ain't good business to give something for nothing. You taught me that.
Hey, Shabby.
I wouldn't have had any idea how much to charge for letting a cow set foot on my land. $1 must be a fair price, though, because you're a good businessman, and you fixed that as a price.
Well, Gates, you've got me.
Got you? Why, I don't savvy. I'm only doing business according to your rules. We had our own ways of doing things till you come here and showed us where we was all wrong.
I'd suggest that you make a quick decision, too, Kester.
Oh, wait.
Stranger, I got ideas where Gates learns so much. You posted him on what to do. Now let us stand, won't you?
Not yet, Kester.
He's got me where he wants me, and he's going to rub it in until it hurts. I don't blame
Gates him. Gates isn't a businessman, Kester. Not according to the way you deal.
He's doing all right, just the same.
Perhaps instead of having Gates change from a western rancher whose policy is to work hard and trust his fellow men, you're the one that should change.
Me?
Why don't you forget what the law gives you in the way of rights and try to change your method to the way things are done out here? This is a country where men have to depend on each other.
I've learned to listen. Thought I was smart. Well, I'm not. I'm just so smart that I've done myself out of a nice lot of cattle.
Oh, shucks, Kester. I don't want none of your cattle.
I don't have the cash.
Don't want that, neither. It ain't hurting my land none to run your cattle across it.
You go on for home and do some thinking.
What do you mean?
I can wait a couple of weeks to ship my cattle. Yours is all loaded in my car, so we'll let her roll. You order some cars for me and see that I get help in loading them with my stock, and we'll call things square.
Do you mean to say you're doing that for me?
We're neighbors, ain't we?
Well, I never... Did you mean after what I tried to do to you?
Chester, the whole thing was teamed up by the Lone Ranger. That's him there with the mask. You'll hear more about him when you've been here longer.
I have heard of the Lone Ranger.
Well, my first notion was to go gunning for you. Well, he changed that. He said that you'd make a doggone good man to have here in the West once you learned how we do things.
Well, take my word for it. I have learned.
Good. It's better to make a good businessman into a good neighbor than to make a bad neighbor into one that's even worse and harboring a grudge besides. Now, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
I want silver! Hooray!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.